Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, solo podcast. Fuck guests. We've recorded enough with guests in the last couple of days. And I thought to myself, do you know what? You haven't heard me talk enough about whatever bullshit I was talking about like 2 weeks ago. You know? So it's just me again. It's the fucking 28th of July. We're going to probably end up talking about diversity and comedy. But you know what? You can never hear too much of that, is what I'm saying. This podcast is brought to you by no sponsors yet. And I have no idea why, because this week I actually looked into the numbers of the podcast and it's astounding. It's astounding the amount of numbers of people listening to this, which pissed me off even more because it was like the Patreon numbers are a fraction of the people downloading this motherfucking podcast. And I mean a tiny, tiny percentage. If I could get 5% of you motherfuckers got on the Patreon for extra podcasts, would be pulling up here in fucking Aston Martins, and instead of a McDonald's fucking, what is that, Americano, would be popping, I don't know, at least bottles of orange WKD. Mm-hmm. Every time I say that, I remember a time when I was at the tail end of a flu and I was drinking double vodka and orange WKDs and had to get carried out of Auntie Annie's. But sure, we'll talk about that another day. The podcast is exclusively brought to you by Patreon. I'm going to go full blind boy in this and be like, it's my only form of income. Also join me on Twitch and both of them are sponsored. And I have a book. It's my only source of income. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is the Patreon at the minute, I actually had to look into some numbers to give to some people, and I looked into the numbers, and on 4 podcasts that go out on Patreon, what am I talking about, on Spotify, on iTunes and stuff like that, a lot of downloads, there's a lot of motherfucking downloads, so there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are there for those one free podcast a week, 4 a month. It feels like we've been knocking our pan in here on the Patreon podcast, because we're basically doing an extra podcast, sometimes with a guest, sometimes solo, plus the Sunday Q&A, plus other material. So all week is spent just hammering this fucking Patreon. So it's well worth it, is what I'm saying. You go over there. There's been discussions at length on should there be tiers. You go on other people's. You know, they have an entry level of a fiver. They have, you know, then the next level is a tenner. And the next level is $20 or something. I don't know why it's always in dollars. It's infuriating. But, you know, and a lot of times what happens is you go, pay me a fiver. And people pay a fiver for an extra podcast. And then they say, pay a tenner. And then they make up some other bullshit that you're going to get. And then they say £20. And then there's some other made up bullshit that never happens. So what I've decided to do is, because we're the dead all mafia here, I've thought about it at length. There's going to be no tiers. There's fuck all tiers. When you go on there, the suggested amount that you pay is like $5. And that's what we're trying to keep people at. You know, people have changed it to $1. And that's fine too. If you can only afford $1, if you don't have a lot of money, if you're a young person, you know what I mean? And you're doing stealing Mars bars and you have a couple of quid lying around and you want to fucking pay in. That's fine too. I don't want to eliminate those people. But if you can, you know, pay the fiver. If you feel like it's worth more than that to you, if you feel like you're spending hour upon hour upon hour listening to my podcast and you're paying a tenner a month for Netflix that you never fucking watch, you just click through it, stick some money in there. Because all it does is pay for more posters for the background in here. Our producer, Niall, you know, we'll buy him some new fish heads to eat for lunch. And it's all good. Do you know what I mean? I hope were you laughing at me there? Or were you laughing at the screen? Oh, he's laughing at me. See, he's mute over there. He's in a fucking striped jumper with his face painted white, doing mimes in the corner. Get on the Patreon, man. We're like, literally, the amount of fucking downloads I was getting on 4 podcasts in a month is disgusting. And the fact that there's probably less than 5% of those people are paying into the Patreon is hilarious. If you want more, if you're loving it, get on that Patreon. We've got the secret gig footage going up one of these days. So, you're getting, there's 2 comedy specials on there at the minute. You're getting the fucking free, or the secret gig footage. You're getting all these podcasts. And you can pay, and you can get that for $5, which is like 3 quid, which is like not even a pint, unless you're in the country, because I've made that mistake before. Do you ever do most of your drinking in like a city? And then you go down to the country and you're like, hey, can I get, 3 Guinness, you know, fucking two Jameson and ginger, a spritzer and a gin and tonic, you know, because you're buying around and you're standing there with £1,800 in cash in your hand because you're used to drinking in Belfast. And the guy goes, that's £1,150. And you go, God bless the countryside. Anyway, fighting coronavirus with semen. We hit all the big issues today. Let's see what this crazy bitch has to say.
Whilst the world is experiencing a stockpiling frenzy of toilet tissue, cleaning products and hand sanitizers, with supermarkets and stores selling out and online retailers stocking products for as much as £500 for extortionate prices, knowing that people are so desperate to get their hands on them, I have found a free and alternative method. That is to stockpile semen.
I have found a cheap method, and that is to stockpile semen. Now, dare I say, she would not have any trouble stockpiling semen. In fact, she might have storage issues after making this video public. It's got 89,000 hits. Her name's Tracy Kiss. So that's, now, I bet you that's a porn star. Here we are. I have Pornhub open from yesterday. Here we go. Because it was Aaron and Tim were in that podcast that'll be out next Tuesday, where we're talking about the act of bagpiping, a.k.a. fucking someone in the armpit. And I still have Pornhub open. What's her name? Tracy Kiss. Here we go. No doubt I'm going to see her innards here. Tracy Kiss. Sure enough, second option. Da-da-da-da. And wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. As I scan through all the porn, I mean, it's going to take a bit of research, to be honest with you. Nothing popping up immediately. Although her, you see, I bet you everyone's done what I've done, which is watch this, and she's like, stockpile your semen. And everyone's like, she's bound to make porn. Let's see what she has to say.
Ugh. Like every piece of fresh produce, the sooner you consume it, the better the nutritional and health benefits will be. Consuming semen as close to production as possible is when you are going to get the most benefits
from it. I would love to know her medical background. She's like, the sooner after production you ingest the semen, the better it does. Don't be jizzing in a cup and leaving it on your dashboard in the sun for 3 weeks and then deciding to take it. It won't be pleasant. You might need to use a mixer. Yeah, where'd you get your fucking medical degree?
However,
xhamster.com.
If you are looking to have this at a later time, you can store it in the fridge for 24 hours. For long-term suitable storage, I would recommend freezing semen in ice cube trays. The average quantity...
The way she's talking about this is like... You know, I've done this in my house where, like, I'll go to this farm shop and they sell you, like, 20 chicken breasts and they'll just be lying in the fridge and I'll cook a few and Maureen will be like, are you going to eat these chicken breasts or you should freeze them or they're going to go bad? Now, and the same thing has happened to her where she's shouting to her husband, like, Jeff, see this wanky? This wanky had in a cup here. Am I eating this or what? Or will it? No, I'll save it for my lunch tomorrow. And then it gets to the next morning. She's like, oh, it's all right, I had a wrap. Ah, oh, fuck, I better freeze this jizz.
Produced is around a teaspoon at a time, so it fits perfectly into an ice cube portion. This can be added to cold drinks, smoothies if you wish to disguise the taste, or
if you wish to disguise the taste, it can be added to a drink. Imagine that became your drink, like, you know, all these girls running around like, man, if you had the fucking raspberry and rhubarb gin, it's lovely. Tracy, stop right there. You get the gin, and you get the nice fucking favor tree, or some people say, I heard someone say that weird, and I was like, bro, it's favor tree. And like, do you know what we're doing? Our Sean there just is in a fucking ice cube tray, and I just plop a wee noblet of that in. It's like a protein shake and a gin. Fuck me. Absolutely delicious.
Consumed as an ice cube, much like you would an ice
lolly. Wait a minute, TracyKiss.com. See what that brings up. It's just her trying on a load of shit. I mean, you know, you hate the sound. Like, book a meeting? What? OnlyFans site. All right, okay. So, as I predicted, not a professional medical person. More of a sort of DIY porn star. Turned medical professional. And once again, you know, not to sound like a, you know, a disgusting man, the only reason I've hung in this long is because she is hot, so here we are.
Semen loses its viscosity and texture. It's no longer white and thick, but becomes watery and clear. As long as you have stored it safely, either in the fridge for 24 hours or the freezer thereafter, it is safe for consumption. Seeing as there is no dairy...
Vegan friendly! It's vegan friendly. Hey, have you pulled over at an Apple Greens and they don't have any fucking chickpea and quinoa salads? Do a headstand and come in your own mouth. Merry Christmas!
Or animal produce in this. This is suitable for vegans.
I can't believe she said that with a serious face. There's no animal products in this human jizz. So it's safe for consumption if you're a vegan. Probably tastier than a lot of vegan food, I'll tell you that for fucking free. What?
Unit of time contains over 200 vitamins and minerals, which help to boost the body's natural immune system. It is nature's very own multivitamin for free. It's also a natural antidepressant, helps to relax you and helps you to sleep better at night.
It's a natural antidepressant. Imagine going into your doctor and being like, man, my life's a mess. Nothing makes me feel fulfilled. I just can't get out of bed. I just feel really sad and hopeless. And the guy's like, man, just get a champagne flute, wring your dick out into it, take two sips and fucking, what I got? You know what I mean? You're
studies
off the reason.
In the Netherlands have also found that mothers who consume semen whilst pregnant have a higher immune system and their babies are healthier. This is something that we can all stockpile at home, especially during quarantine. I would recommend.
You can all stockpile it at home during quarantine. Wait, what hobbies have you picked up during lockdown? Well, the wife's getting mad into it and jizz. Can't keep her in jizz, for fuck's sake. So, you know, we got a wee shed delivered there and I spend most of the time down there just hauling a pipe off myself and stockpiling for the winter.
And seeking your partner.
By the way, I'm a 2 minute 17 in this video, and that's 2 minutes 17 too long.
A healthy, active lifestyle. I understand that consuming semen may not be to everybody's taste. So if you find this is too big a step to take, then other things that you can consume to boost your immune system include...
I love... Now, if she says something like broccoli, I'm going to shite on myself here.
Citrus fruits.
Oh, come on. Imagine sitting through the fucking jizz-eating seminar and just like, it's antidepressant, it's got anti-inflammatory qualities, it's a multivitamin, you know, it's high in protein. And then she's like, by the way, if you don't like eating cum, you can also have a kiwi. Hey, are you not into taking loads in the mouth for the purpose of health benefits? Have a papaya. You can have a full American football team bukkake your throat, or a handful of six almonds will also do.
There's tangerines, lemons, limes, and thyme.
Oh my god. I want to see her eat it.
Hold on. So how can we keep ourselves safe?
Oh, we've changed the setup here. She's moved into the hallway. That's cool.
Safe hygiene. Top tips include showering daily, washing your hands before eating and preparing food. Wash your hands before inserting contact lenses or performing any other activity that brings you in contact with the eyes or mouth. Wash your hands for 20 seconds and scrub under your fingernails. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. Carry an alcohol-based hand cleaner for on-the-go use.
I love how like serious she's trying to be, but then also the main message is e-com.
Disinfect shared surfaces such as keyboards, telephones, doorknobs, and remote controls. Find an effective way to regulate your personal stress.
This is such a long walk to the well for her to basically go, don't be wanking into an ice cube tray, then, you know, touching other people's naked eyeballs.
So get enough sleep. Let's boost prevention. If you found this video helpful, please leave a...
If you find this video helpful, fuck off. Anyway, there's 15 minutes eating up. Now, I feel like I should have left that to the end, to be honest with you. And I mean, the videos that are popping up on the side of this, I mean, this is us all day. Now, I feel like you've got quite the editing job to do to cut these clips in here. Physical therapy for sluggish arousal. Hey, have you spent quarantine jizzing in your own mouth and feel like you can't get a boner anymore? Don't blame you. What's this? What role do my muscles have in sluggish arousal?
Hi, my name is Becca. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist. And the topic of this video...
Now, I'm not joking. She looks like Tim Dillon, the comedian. She looks facially looks exactly like him. Now, I can't sit through that because she takes out a diagram which looks like a guy with his ass spread from the bottom and a dick up in the air. So, you know, we'll skip that bit. It's been busy times. I'm gonna have to try and be normal now. The same way that girl was like, yeah, eat your own cum and then make sure to wash your hands. I'm gonna try and act normal now and talk about regular shit. It's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. We decided to come in to record this podcast because there has been a wealth of podcasts recorded recently. I recorded a Patreon episode with Matt from Inside Strength, and this is when fitness guys come to people like me. You know, they're out there, they're PTs, and they come to people like me and they're like, man, how do you get such a bulbous quad muscle? And I'm like, I can't teach it, really, to be honest. I can't teach you how to just... Your thighs are wider than your hips. I don't know how that works, man. And they go, fuck, it's good to chat to you anyway, and they leave. But that most of the information is in that podcast I did. Yesterday, we had on Liam McCourt, world-famous MMA fighter. And literally, you know, I struggled with... I mean, if you're into fighting, you'll know there's been a lot of big... You know, Irish fighters and stuff, but I feel like none of them really quite have the profile that she has. Do you know? She's a big fucking big name in this country, and I don't know if there's any bigger. She was in, and that was an eye opener talking to like an actual fighter, because you're just sitting there going, "Oh, I'm a full bitch." Like, and when she's talking about ripping her rotator cuff off, and you know, fucking all this shit, and still training and losing weight and all, and you're like, oh, "Cool." I did a bad deadlift the other day. My hips a wee bit twingy. And then we had Aaron McCann and Tim Gallagher in from the Dirt Civil podcast. And it was good for them to get on a real podcast for a while. You know, they're sitting down there in Oma talking into a fucking talk boy, recording it on tape. And... you know, they've basically got the equivalent of two plastic cups with a string between it, and they're recording their fucking podcast. And it amazes me when you listen to it, because somehow Aaron seems like the one in charge. You know, he's like, yeah, I've got the voice of authority, I know what I'm doing, I'm the podcast guy, I'm the comedy guy. And in that scenario, he seems like he's, for 1 second, not fully retarded. And, you know, it's a decent lesson. But they've been on. But here we are. We're here recording. I'll do what I normally do. You know, we'll talk about what we've been up to. It's, you know, it's been a weird time. The end of lockdown, people just, no phasing in whatsoever. People just decided they're going to head out. We were the same. We decided there we'll borrow a van and we'll take out the child and we'll go to the North Coast. And forgetting that it was still like week two of like the 12th fortnight, which is a magical time in Northern Ireland, where kind of everything is shut, but everyone goes out. It's magical. Everyone goes, let's in our thousands descend on a coastal town where we know nothing is open yet. And we went up to Port Ballantrae where my granny used to live. You know, it's a nice spot. I've been there before, you know, since she lived there. Get out of the car, you see the ocean, you feel calm. Except this day when we drove up to the little car park near the beach and I was like, oh, what's on, a music festival? Why is there 20,000 people here? And we parked the car and I saw a small Asian boy drinking a tin of Monster. And there's nothing more Asian than just letting a child drink a tin of Monster. Do you know what I mean? It's like, If you give a tin of Monster to a little white kid, it would kill them immediately. But an Asian kid can just be downing tins of Monster. No bother. Like, I've had one tin of Monster in my lifetime, and it was at my dad's house, and I drank it, and I had to do press-ups on the floor to try and burn off the energy in my jeans. But yeah, the little Asian kid, I mean, someone told me a story before. They were traveling or something, and or maybe not traveling, maybe it was over here, and there was like an Asian family, not like, you know, grew up here, were visiting, and they were just giving the kid like a bottle of Magners or something because it looked like juice. Or they were doing something weird like that, just like, it's okay. It's okay, he can have Bacardi Brisa. You know, there's like a child just getting laid into the fucking Smirnoff Ices because it looks like juice. And that's the danger of Alco Pops. But yeah, we went up there, went on the beach, took Eddie to the beach for the first time. And then just, I mean, the North Coast is amazing. You know what I mean? Lovely beaches and everything. Not actually much to do. You know, we were like, where does good fish and chips and everything? We got fish and chips and we went to go to the beach and they were like, you got to book your car on the beach. And I was like, that makes sense. So we drove basically about 4 hours in the car to eat a fish supper in a van at the side of the road where there's a golf course. So like, what a day. What a fucking day to be alive. Place is just packed. Place is fucking jammed with cars. There's like young lads on that wee prom, is that what's it called, promenade? I don't know, the wee front bit of Port Stewart, just taking photos of cars. Because it's essentially, you know, it's the fucking, it's the Beverly Hills of Northern Ireland, you know, you'll see some sweet cars, and there's these wee kids just taking shots of it. It was wild. And that's the height of it, man, you know what I mean? There's been this window of like a week where people head out, and they're trying to do stuff, and then you realise people are like, oh, there's going to be another wave. It's going to be another wave of coronavirus, and everyone goes back in, and that's all we managed to do. Eat a fucking fish supper at the side of the road, and went for brunch once, which was spoiled by, we had the brunch, you know what I mean? I was trying to be good. I was like, just give me a bit of sourdough and two poached eggs and a bit of bacon. You know, I was trying to count the cals. And then, you know, I was like, I'll treat myself with the coffee, because I had, you know, like an Americano. And then at the end, I was like, give me a fucking flat white. I'll treat myself with a flat white, not a muffin the way I normally do. And the flat white hit the table, and Eddie was there, and he was going fucking nuts. And I lifted him up, and now, bad parenting, for sure. People are like, don't leave anything near the edge of the table. I sat him on the thing. The coffee wasn't near the edge of the table. He just reached right over in a split second, grabbed it, and pulled it towards him. He didn't get touched, but the hot flat white rolled off the table onto my crotch. And all I was wearing was a pair of thin, just, you know, real nice thin Under Armour fucking training shorts, because that's how I roll. I'm one of those guys that dresses like he's about to do CrossFit, but he's just about to eat brunch. Which is such a fat cunt trick. You know, you'll see all those, you know, I don't want to be sexist, a lot of fat bitches walking around in head-to-toe Gymshark, and I know you're not going anywhere near a gym. You just want to be like, whenever we go to Mods and eat all around us, me and Trisha, I don't want my jeans digging into my gunt. And I'm the same, you know, I'll go for coffees like I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson, head-to-toe in Under Armour, headphones on. And the baby grabbed the coffee, it rolled off the table, and the hot milk landed on my cock and dick and balls. And I had to just, you know, because I'm holding the baby, you have to keep your composure and just kind of take the baby for a second. Someone took the baby off me, and I just let that milk come back down to like room temperature. Now, did my ball bag look like two plum tomatoes out of a tin? Yes, they did. Because they just got scalded with hot milk. But it was an odd sensation to have it, the heat hit the top of my dick and balls. And then over the next sort of 10 seconds, I felt it seep down the side of my nuts and onwards toward the taint. And it was cool when I stood up, because the chair was like one of those sort of brushed leather type chairs. And I stood up and there was a full imprint of my ass cheeks and hot bollocks. Not a great day for the parish. But they said it's bad for your fertility, isn't it? They used to tell people that, you know, if you're going out in the weekend in the 70s and you're about to fucking go to Pinetown on a bunch of chicks, get a real hot bath and just cook those fucking sperms up. Just cook them tadpoles, bro. What an old wives' tale that is. Who needs condoms? Dip your bollocks in the kettle. Send you the fucking tadpoles clean off you. You know, some guy getting a phone call. I'm pregnant. No, you're not. I put my bollocks in a flat white the other day. You couldn't possibly be pregnant. Hilarious. But yeah, that's all we've been up to, really. I mean, we had a run in with some of Maureen's friends brought their babies round. They had some fresh babies, and at one point there was like 4 babies in the house. So I left immediately. You know, that's such a dad thing to do. Just be like, that's all the women here with the childs, not children, childs. I'm away to fuck. And I left and I went and did weights, the way a real man should. But when you see Eddie up against other babies, you know, he's a thick boy. He's thick. Well, we talked about this yesterday with Aaron. He's not a fat kid, but he, you know what I mean? He's muscular. And he's strong. And giving him a green apple is like when... Do you ever see when, like, your man Hafþór Bjornsson does, like, a 500k deadlift and he rips open the wee salts or whatever it is and he sniffs it and he goes, oh, motherfucker! And then he lifts, like, half a fucking Land Rover Defender off the floor. That's what Eddie's like with a green apple. You give him that, it's like he took pre-workout and coke. Cunt's going nuts. This is a large bit of excitement I forgot to talk about. We did a secret gig here in the office, and I know I mentioned it a few times. I never actually really talked properly about it. I mentioned it, and a few people on Patreon were like, man, you mentioned it on here, and then you just went ahead and did it, and, you know, why did you not tell any of us? And a few people seemed angry, to be honest with you, but the reality is, I can only really invite a certain amount of people, and, like, 30 was, like, the upper limit of guests. And what I did was, I don't know whether this is fair or not, I could have done a draw, but just to be safe for the first one, I kind of handpicked and invited people that I knew, which is slightly, you might think that's, I don't know, unfair or whatever, but I was trying to be safe, cause, you know what I mean? It was like, who do I know that I don't mind, not offending, but just being like, listen, you can come to this gig, but just be sensible, and people who are kind of half new, and they would be like, yes, no problem, that's fine. So I did that, but realistically, I didn't even invite 30. I invited about 26, which means I invited about 13, because everyone came in a couple, and that was it. You know, the scene was set, and sure enough, a lot of people jumped on. Michal, who does our sound at Lavery's, he lent us his PA. We got a little stage built. We had some lights here already. We borrowed some chairs from Shine. Shout out to Shine. Par hosed the sick off those. And that was it. You've got yourself a gig. And everyone came around. All the comedians came up. Simple enough. You know, I thought there was going to be a lot of back and forward of like, where the fuck is this place and whatever. But everyone arrived. I did. Bro, I cleaned up. I cleaned up at this gig. You should put on. You should start a gig yourselves, guys. People bring you fucking whiskey. I got 3 bottles of whiskey. Fucking, you name it, man. Got a free pair of shoes from Food Factory. Shout out to Food Factory. I'm gonna do a fucking gig every week. Just walk out of here like blinged out. But yeah, it was hilarious because just immediately you've had 4 months of just sitting at home and you feel fine, and then. You know there's a gig coming up, and all of a sudden you're real snappy, you're nervous, you're like, fuck, have I written anything? You're trying to write stuff down on a page last minute. It's just fucking, it just all comes flooding back to you. You're like, do I even know how to do this? This is a fucking disaster. You don't know what the fuck to do. Shitting yourself. Writing ideas down, sitting at the back, trying to drink away the nerves. And even I went up to, we're going to do like relay style. So like a comedian goes on and brings the next one on. And I went up first and I was like, you know, I was like, trying not to be funny because I'm just bringing Rory Woods on. But I'm like, even that couple of sentences, I was like, hello. Well, thanks for coming out to the gig and everything. Here's Rory Woods. And that bit was scarier than doing the fucking set. But anyway, it was incredible. My Don brought Woodsy on. He was funny. Just kept going, I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, do I know what I'm saying next? Absolutely not. William Thompson went on. He actually did all right, but he kept saying he was down in his hole. Didn't do him any favours. Mickey, as usual, fucking just like a machine gun with... Mickey's comedy's like, do you ever see when someone crashes a motorbike and the throttle's still on, just going in a circle? That's him. And then Mark McCartney went up, fucking killed it, and then I went up and just whatever happened, happened. I don't know. Got some laughs. But it was great. It was a great night. Had a couple of drinks in the office. Great drinking spot. You know, we've got two toilets down there. One of them's in use. The other one's full of clutter. And I might just put a shower in there and just leave my family. I'm just going to say it at Maureen one day, like, right, I'm just going up the office here, do some work, and then just never be back. I live up here now. I've got 3 bottles of whiskey and a pair of trainers. Fucking see you later. I've had too many coffees today. What I'm saying is, thanks for coming to the gig, guys. We had a great time. It was great to do stand-up again. I don't like stand-up. It bothers the fuck out of me. You know what I mean? It's so fucking annoying. It's so annoying to have to write stuff, the pressure. You're always shitting yourself before it. And then you get up on stage and it goes better than you thought it was going to go. And then you go, man, I'm the bit. That's the two sides of being a comedian. You look at your material. I don't know any of this. None of this is funny. Why the fuck am I doing this? This is not a good way to make money or have a job. Spending most of your time stressed out. And then you go on stage and you do well and you walk off and you go, where else would you fucking get it? Fucking Bill Burr can suck my dick. That's how you feel when you've got like half a laugh. Aye, they're all good, but can they fucking come around here and do coronavirus jokes for 15 minutes? I don't fucking think so. Eat my arse. I bought a coffee this morning and the girl was... on the ongoing thing of not understanding people behind a screen, I bought a coffee and she said... do you want... And in the moment I realised this, she said, do you want the loyalty card? But for a second, I thought she was going to say, do you have a loyalty card? And I said, I don't. Which means she went, would you like a loyalty card? And I went, I don't. And then it was too late for me to be like, sorry, what was it? Oh, I thought you said, do you have one? Do you want a loyalty card? Just me, angry at fucking 8 in the morning. I don't. She's like, fucking, all right, bro. And then I take my flat white. I don't know if I talked about this in the podcast the other week, but like, I was getting 3 coffees out of the place and I said 3 coffees out. And I was getting 1 flat white and I turned around to get a lid. And a lady came up behind me and just threw the rest of the cups out to make her coffee. And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, sorry, were they yours? And I was like, what, the 3 cups perfectly lined up, ready for pouring? Yes. You fucking mad bitch. She looked drunk. She looked like one of those rich ladies who like wakes up and she's like, I'll brush my teeth and I'll have a wee vodka martini just to get the blood pumping. And here we are. So that's it. We're podcast out this week. We've got 33 minutes on the clock here. I don't know what else to fucking talk about, to be honest with you. I don't know where the world is. It's amazing how the news just kind of goes from like, everyone's dying, Black Lives Matter, people in fucking Portland or whatever, you know, cops are shooting each other, fucking, there is no cops now, people are killing each other, da, da, da. It goes crazy, 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 everyone has to wear a mask, and then it kind of just goes back to like, bullshit, you know, the news, you put the news on, and it's fucking just bollocks again. Let's see what the kids are up to when they go back to Summerscape, you know? Like, where's all the people dying? Show me that. I don't know. But that's it. We're podcasting out these days. We've talked ourselves in circles. Get yourself over on the fucking on the Patreon. Do you ever be on your phone and you're like, why do I have a picture of like Anna Nicole Smith? I had the screenshot this thing. I know Joe Rogan used to do a bit about like this guy who Anna Nicole Smith married, and you're just like, You're almost like, should that be legal? I don't know what she got out of that fucking scenario, but she, like, Anna Nicole Smith in her prime would get rid. Let me see. Anna Nicole. Is she dead? Is she dead, isn't she? 2nd of March, 2007. Give her a Playboy magazine. That's when you could gain popularity through Playboy magazine. Now you just make a fucking sex tape. Died at a casino? Suspicious. So Anna Nicole Smith and then this Isle cunt. We're dealing with all the hot topics today. Look at that, man. That is demented. Look at her back in the day, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Now, there is a picture here of them at on their wedding day, and it literally looks more like she turned up to his funeral in a wedding dress. That's more what it looks like. The guy's in a wheelchair. He's got his eyes closed, probably napping, getting married to her. Like, oh my God. Come on the fuck. But, you know, you're sort of like, what can you do? You know, surely you would be like, that's not right. She's just trying to steal some of his money. But maybe he doesn't give a fuck, you know what I mean? He's like, what am I going to spend it on? Yachts? I can't even get onto the toilet. What am I going to buy a new Rolls Royce? I can't even wipe my own hole. And there they are kissing. Come on, bro. Come on. How to Marry a Millionaire. Jesus Christ. I don't really know where to go from this. This podcast has... You might be listening to the last General Banter podcast. Did you listen to that last General Banter podcast where Colin just absolutely ran out of fuel and just fucking give up? Bro, you gotta listen to the Patreon podcasts, is what I'm saying. Get on there. Get on to the guest episodes. There's also a photo here of me and Mickey Bartlett at fucking Glasgowbury like 9 years ago. And I don't know whether it's good or bad that I look exactly the same. I think it means like 9 years ago I also looked like shit, and then I've maintained that till now. Mickey doesn't look great. You know, his skin looks like corned beef, and that's a fact. There was nothing better than those Glasgowbury days. You know, you would turn up on the top of a mountain, and even when the sun was out, you were like, this is great, man. And then, you know, the sun goes down, and you realise, oh, I'm at the top of a cliff here. And it was just fucking absolutely freezing. But you could see, you know, the best of the best fucking Northern Irish bands kicking around at the time. And drink yourself into a coma. I remember, because I was reasonably friendly with the guys from And So I Watch You From Afar, and they were like, come on, we'll go on LaFaro's tour bus here. And we got on this big fucking converted, like, Mercedes school bus thing. And I remember Mickey turning around to me going like, I don't think we're cool enough for this. And I was like, correct. Let's go drink cans of Carlsberg in your Hyundai. Which is a fact, because he was supposed to be driving. Never let Mickey drive anywhere. He's like, I'll drive, lads. And he probably was the only one with a car at that point. And we got in this fucking Hyundai, which essentially was a bin bag with wheels. You know what I mean? The amount of science experiment, fucking Big Macs behind the seat, was a disgrace. And we all drove up. He's like, I'll drive and all. And then the second Mickey got there, opened the door, the sun was out. He's like, lads, we're staying here. And we're like, okay. And, you know, just you get yourself a carry out and just get absolutely smashed. And then four of us, I want to say it was, who was the other one there? It was me, Mickey, Rory Ward, and someone else. Can't remember. And we all just fucking slept in this Hyundai. And it was so cramped, I had to, like, put my foot over whoever's in the passenger side, over their shoulder and out the window to try and stretch my legs in the back of this Hyundai. Two-door, of course. You know, sports coupe. But, yeah, those were the days, man. you know, and you know, they banned it after a certain amount of years because, of course, it's fucking illegal, probably. And then they tried to keep the dream alive with the Glasgow Brie Nights in Draperstown. And, you know, you go up there with a bit of nostalgia thinking this is going to be great. And in reality, you turn up and it's a bring your own booze gig. And, you know, the couple in the front row have two bottles of Buckfast each. And the next minute, they're stopping just short of fingering each other on the front row. And you're like, I can't do any material here. I'm watching a sex attack. Or as they call it in Draperstown, curting. Anyway, is 40 minutes enough? Do you think 40 minutes is enough for a weekly podcast? I've done 17 hours of podcasting yesterday and I'm fucking exhausted. The good news is we're working on some cool stuff for the Patreon. We're going to do some cool video things. We're going to pick up on the I Am Fighter documentary. We're just going to do some cool shit over there. Isn't it hilarious? It's hilarious me, like, coming on here going, like, I can't believe there's so few people on the Patreon versus the amount of people listening to the podcast. And then I throw out one of the worst podcasts of all time. Let's revisit this woman with the male anus picture here. She looks like Tim Dillon. Hold on.
Related to the joints and muscles of the pelvic floor. And we're going to show you why.
She's gone for the, let's wipe everything out in this video. We've got 2 million hits. We're trying to fix erectile dysfunction. She's not that attractive. You know, if she was a hot chick talking about getting your dick hard, this would have 8 million hits on it. So she's just a regular woman, but she's decided to, she's all ASMR. Let me tell you why your dick is soft. Something to do with your hips. Why am I having difficulty maintaining an erection? How long are you maintaining it for? Like if someone's like, I'm having difficulty maintaining an erection for 24 hours of the day.
Beautiful illustration of the...
It's not a wonderful illustration. It looks like you told a child to draw a man's anus and cock and dick.
Pelvic floor muscles in a male. And basically, what are they doing? They're assisting the penis in moving up into an erect position.
She's also reading this off a cue card at the side, which is very distracting.
And once blood enters this area, these muscles will not allow it to leave. And that will achieve full arousal and ejaculation. The motion that these muscles should be moving towards is up and out like a balloon. This would be a highly coordinated pelvic floor, resulting in satisfactory sexual response.
The solution in physical therapy, if she gets to the point where, like, if you come into my clinic, we stick a digit in your anus.
So, in a gentleman with a tight pelvic floor, these muscles are flush against this picture, and they are not allowed to descend or balloon out during arousal and ejaculation. So what will happen is the blood necessary for a full erection is not collecting and pooling in this area. This is going to result in inadequate sexual responses and also often pain and discomfort around the area of the testicles during sex.
What a half-arsed video. Where's the solution? You didn't say something. first comment with a very Middle Eastern name. You didn't say somehow to overcome this problem. You did not listen. Thanks, I will check it out. That's the worst back and forth argument of all time. You didn't say how to overcome this problem. You didn't listen. And then he replies back, thanks, we'll check it out. Oh my God. We've scraped the barrel. We've scraped the barrel of content today. Finding out how to maintain an erection. Jesus Christ. We're going to get the fuck out of here. We've got some very exciting podcasts coming up this week. This is Tuesday. Thursday we'll be releasing the interview with Liam McCourt. And then the following... And then the following Tuesday will be the Dirt Civil podcast. So we got some cool shit coming up, guys. I'm going to get the fuck out of here because I've had too many coffees and I think I might slip into a coma. So there you have it. See you next week, guys. Check out the Patreon for more bonus material. And we've some sweet merch on the way. We've got masks coming. You know, now that masks are mandatory, you might as well look swag as fuck. I don't even know how much they cost. I just ordered them. And my guy said, we'll sort you out with a good price. And he might, I don't know what a good price is. He could come back and be like, they're $9.50 each. I've ordered you 250 of them. And I'll be like, oh, cool. Oh, cool. And then someone steps out and they're like, oh, this is a plandemic. It was all fake. And I'll be like, oh, sweet. Now I'm left with fucking 250 face masks. But they're black and they say general on them. If you want to look, if you want to look swagged out, if they're cheap as shit, I might just give them away with orders. If they're real fucking cheap, but or not, you know, I might really try and cash in. I'll be like, do you want to die? Do you want to fucking die out there by inhaling someone's sneeze? Or do you want to just pay a mere £25 for essentially a piece of cloth over your face? Does it do something? I don't know. But I've seen, you know, people try and simplify it in diagrams where they're like, hey, if you have trousers on and you piss your pants, you just get piss on you. If you have no pants on and you piss, you piss on someone else. But if they're wearing pants, the piss only hits the pants. But if both neither of you have trousers on, it's just two guys pissing on each other. And then you're like, what's this got to do with coronavirus? And they're like, I don't know, but it's funny to see diagrams of pissing men. And you're like, nah, I'm pissing. And then we all laugh and leave. But yeah, if they're cheap enough, I might just throw them in with some orders. Because the rest, we got keep cups coming. Oh my God. Socks, like fucking socks that you can wear with your shorts when you go for a coffee and a baby pulls a flat white over your nuts. Man, everyone's going to be swagged out. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get out of here. Free, there's a podcast coming out. It's going out for general release on Thursday. It's not a Patreon one, just because I thought it was a good listen. But yeah, that's it, guys. Cheers for listening, and we'll see you next week. Big kisses. Lovely.